This shouldn't be a thing.
Oh, and this is quite something. This is from Vice. Ashley Fike with the byline. The headline reads, "Meet the rat-obsessed tour guide leading visitors through New York City's rodent hotspots."
Gross.
Susan Reisman, the self-proclaimed rat whisperer, leads a tour in Manhattan called Garbage and Rats for $40 a ticket. $40 a ticket.
All right.
People follow her through the underbelly of New York City, learning about rodent sex habits up to 20 times a day, rat history, and how dog poop functions as an urban snack bar for rats. She wears fuzzy rat ears on her head and treats the two-hour tour like a cross between a field trip and an urban wildlife safari.
I'm sorry. Did you just say 2 hours?
2 hours for $40.
I don't want this hate so much. Disgusting. No, thank you.
It's working for her.
Yeah, apparently, because no, total judgment. I hate this.
Suzanne says that guests are introduced to the Norway rat. They're actually from Asia. They showed up on some ships in the 1700s and never left. They took a look around and thought, jackpot, baby, we're staying. At one stop, a dachshund-sized rat ran out of the bushes. People reacted like bird watchers spotting a rare hawk.
So are they ratters?
They're ratters. She is actually a graduate of New York City's Rat Academy.
No.
I'm just reading the article. And a member of the Rat Pack, a group of anti-rat activists trained by the New York City Sanitation Department.
Wait. She's a part of an anti-rat. Okay. All right. She's part of an anti-rat group.
No.
But she makes her money off of showing people rats.
Essentially.
This is hypocrisy of the highest order, Jane. And I will not stand for it. I want my $40, which I have not spent on this, back, and somehow give me 2 hours of my life also, because this is the height of ridiculous.
Susan Reisman, who heads the Garbage and Rats walking tour in Manhattan, says her tours regularly sell out. Some people are just curious. Others are nostalgic for a grittier version of New York. When I lived in New York, we saw live rats all the time. We saw a pancake rat. It was a very New York experience.
You want a New York experience? Give me $40 and I'll rob you in Times Square. You want that? I'll do that for you. It's easy.
Reisman says she hopes the city's garbage problem will get better. That will help with the rat population. If we cut down access to their food, that would help significantly. The city never sleeps, and neither do its rats.
I am very upset we talked about this today.
That wraps up today's edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.